Now there ain't but the one thing that make me want to drink. I was worried about the way you treat me, baby, and I began to think. I said, oh, baby, my life won't feel the same. You break my heart when you call Mr. So-and-so name. Shake your hand goodbye. Someday, babe, I will shake your hand goodbye. Can't give you no more of my love, 'cause I just ain't satisfied.
Keb Moe and the Kind-Hearted Woman Blues here at WFUV, member-supported 90.2, and just before it, a combination of Keb Moe and Coco Taylor from the album Royal Blue, which I think is about the year 2000, and The Man Next Door. All right, so we've got a lot of blues today. It is a Friday, and we'll be talking in just a few moments with the head of a blues label. Yes, the blues are still being made in this year, 2011, but first we're going to check in with Steve Reggie, who will give us the Metro Traffic, you got it, blues. Okay.
Yes, we may see some blues out there on the highways this afternoon. Dennis, good afternoon. If you're using the outbound Lincoln Tunnel, it's about 15 minutes, 10 minutes outbound at the Holland. We have a problem in lower Manhattan, though. The Brooklyn Battery Tunnel going toward Brooklyn, we have an accident closing down all lanes Brooklyn bound. So a lot of traffic is going to the Brooklyn Bridge this afternoon. Inbound, you're still okay. Whitestone Bridge going to the Bronx, we have a collision there as well. And on Route 80 in Patterson, westbound at Main Street, exit 57, we have an accident blocking at least one lane. WFUV traffic is supported by Dr. Scholl's Gel Insoles.
I'm John Rogan. Here's a look at some of the stories we're working on in the WFUV newsroom. President Obama is at Fort Campbell in Kentucky to personally thank the members of the special operations team that killed Osama bin Laden. Also, Mayor Bloomberg's proposed budget for the next fiscal year cuts nearly 6,000 teacher positions. And a former Rutgers University student charged in a webcam spying case linked to a classmate's suicide is agreeing to a deal that will likely keep her out of jail in exchange for helping authorities prosecute another defendant. Those stories and more coming up after 4 on WFUV.
Hi, I'm Rita Houston. Weeknights at 9, catch exclusive performances and interviews with new and familiar artists on Words and Music from Studio A. Ahead next week, we'll hear the new sound of Noah and the Whale, the 20th anniversary of Over the Rhine, the debut of James McCartney, yes, that's Sir Paul's son, and the first solo album from Cracker and Camper Van Beethoven's David Lowery. All ahead next week on Words and Music from Studio A, Monday through Thursday nights at 9, here on FUV.
Dennis Els is here on 90.7, and you know, a lot of the blues music that we're featuring throughout the day goes back a ways, but I'm happy to report that the blues are alive and well. And I thought, why not bring somebody around today to help us discuss the blues, especially the state of the blues, and even better if he has his very own label, which is dedicated to the blues. Now, MC Records, which comes out of Long Island, is actually Mark Carpentieri, right? Carpentieri?
Perfect.
Carpentieri. Okay, so Mark is here, and I'm going to refer to you as Mark throughout the rest of the interview, just so I don't mangle your last name. Mark, the M in MC Records. How did that record label start?
Well, like a lot of people, I was between jobs, and what ended up happening, I was working with my band. We released a CD, and it was doing well. Got good reviews, was doing pretty well with sales. And a person that was booking my band was working with a national and international artist and said, you know, are you interested in maybe recording him?
And this goes back around what time?
This was late 95, 1995.
All right, so here it is all these years later, and you're still in business. Which
I'm still here.
Which in the record business is amazing. I know you've also been very involved, and you were very involved with Odetta's career, and we did a lot of projects together here at WFUV. But what are the names of some of the other artists currently that appear on MC Records?
Well, we have Cyril Neville of the Neville Brothers. We've released two records over the past 2 years, and he of course, is tearing it up in New Orleans this weekend for Jazz and Heritage, and I know John Platt's down there, and we have some other people that we're looking to sign towards the end of the year, but we've worked with Kim Wilson of the Fabulous Thunderbirds for a bunch of records, and we have a good array of artists. Cindy Bullins, we did a little Americana with her last year, and looking forward to doing something with her next year. So just a good mix of good roots music.
All right. Well, that record back in 95, 96 that convinced you were going to stay in. And by the way, you still sell actual CDs,
we
right?
We sell CDs, those funny little discs.
And,
yeah.
Of course, downloads, too. Everything is
yes,
downloadable.
Yes, absolutely.
And any vinyl?
We did one vinyl. We did an R.L. Burnside vinyl, and that did well. We sold it out, and we're thinking about reprinting it. So, yeah, vinyl is absolutely, if you got the right artist, there's an absolute demand for that.
All right. So let's kick this off. This was the first track that appeared from Big Jack Johnson and the Oilers. Tell us a little bit about this first artist you signed.
Well, Big Jack, even when at that time was an international artist, played a lot of festivals. He was from Clarksdale, Mississippi, and lived his whole life there. And he was between labels and saw him, was completely moved to record him, and that's what we did. We ended up doing four releases by him, and he just passed in March at 70 years old. So we're, you know, happy to be part of a really great musician's life and be able to catalog that.
All right, so this is the first track from this very first album that you guys did back in the mid-90s, Big Jack Johnson and the Oilers. We got to Stop This Killin'. It's Blues Day on WFUV.
We got to stop this killing. on, get the blues. You start to acting a fool for killing your sisters and brothers. The wrong thing to do. We gotta stop this killing.
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 We gotta stop this killing now. Stop this killing right now. If we don't stop this killing, it ain't gonna be no black rooster roost. No white sprout to sprout. The whole damn nation's gonna be white plum out. The whole damn nation's gonna be white plum out. We got to stop this killing.
We got to stop this killing,
yo. We got to stop this killing now. Stop this killing right now. Killing right now. Well, I woke up this morning scrambling for my shoes. Mine started ramming, I had them on, oh, walking blues. Conductor, could I ride a blind? Said, no, no, but the train ain't on a mine. Been mistreated and I don't mind dying.
On WFUV, it's R.L. Burnside and the Walking Blues coming out of Big Jack Johnson with the Oilers and We Got to Stop This Killin'. And Dennis Elsis with someone who really knows the blues. Well, he runs a blues record label called MC Records. Mark Carpentieri is here with me. And that R.L. Burnside track, that's also on your label, right?
Yeah, that came out in 1997.
Oh, wait a minute. If I don't turn your microphone on, let's do that again.
Yeah, that one came out in 1997.
And that, to me, I mean, you know, the thing about blues is sort of like, it's all-encompassing, mm-hmm. you know, and what exactly is it to sing the blues? But that R.L. Burnside, that sounds to me more like blues the way I would expect it to sound. What's the difference there between the more rock and roll sort of electric guitar blues and that sort of more natural blues?
I think it has that, you know, when you listen to something deep like that or John Lee Hooker and you're listening, you're just all encompassed and you know it's the blues. And when you're listening to something that's more electric, maybe has other influences, you know it's bluesy, you know, and I think that's the difference right there. I mean, I think, you know, certainly we've done a lot of both, but there's something really about that authentic when it's done so right where you're just completely awashed in that emotion, you know.
Now, R.L. Burnside is one of those people that first came to prominence. He's actually an older gentleman who passed away not that long ago, but he really, it's not like he was suddenly discovered with tapes from 30 or 40 years ago, right? He actually...
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly it. He did some recording back in the late 60s, you know, stayed around North Mississippi and became a little legendary there. And then he ended up, John Spencer from the punk band John Spencer's Blues Explosion ended up discovering him, anointed him, and started putting him on these records, these bizarre records that brought him a whole new audience. You'd go see an R.L. Burnside concert. He'd play, you know, big halls, and there'd be a lot of young people. And it was really great to see, you know, because he really enjoyed those years of his life. He was making great money and had a lot of fame, and the timing of that release was really good. So it was nice. It was really helpful to us at that time.
So R.L. Burnside from the album Acoustic Stories and Big Jack Johnson from the album We Got to Stop This Killin', which was the very first record that MC Records put out in 1996.
Yes.
Right, 1996. So Mark is here to help me sort of navigate through the blues. And I said, you know, if you're going to come in, bring me something new. Bring me something relatively recent by someone that you're excited about these days. So who did you bring in?
Well, I brought in Rick Holmstrom, who many of FUV listeners know through Mavis Staples. If you had her last live record or the brand new one. That's Rick Holmstrom playing electric guitar, and that's actually his band. So anytime you see Mavis at Tarrytown or anywhere around here, it's the Rick Holmstrom band backing her up. So he's busy these days trying to get another release out of him. But I think this is a really, it's a great track. It's a great blues rock track, and you can see it's saturated with the blues, but it's going somewhere else.
All right, so the name of the song is?
Tutwiler.
And the name of the artist is?
Rick Holmstrom.
And the CD is?
Late in the Night.
And it's on MC Records, and here we go on FUV.
Thank you.
I like that version of Who Do You Love, and it goes back to 1983. Now, this album that you handed me, Havana Moon, this is not on MC Records.
I wish.
But who are the players on that version of Who Do You Love?
It's just a great record. You really have – it's a Carlos Santana solo record, so that's him on guitar. You got Kim Wilson of the Fabulous Thunderbirds blowing harp and singing there, and Booker T on the organ. It's just – it's a really great roots record for Carlos that he put out around that time, and if you like your blues mixed with that Tejano sound, it's just great. Really, a lot of ways what he did with John Lee Hooker a decade later.
All right, we're talking with Mark Carpentieri. Mark runs MC Records, and I say that it's pretty much one of the only, if not the only, blues label in our tri-state area, and one of the few left in the world. And yes, they actually still make records, CDs, one vinyl, of course, all the downloads. I'm guessing that the website is MC Records.
MCRecords.com.
All right, so they can learn more about some of these artists. We heard Rick Holmstrom just before that, mm-hmm. who folks may know from working so much with Mavis. We have time for one more. I said bring in a couple of a couple of artists that we might be familiar with, but maybe not blues oriented. But Cyril Neville, he's one of the Neville brothers, right?
Yes, he's the youngest Neville brother, and he didn't do a solo record for quite a while. So they brought the record to me, and I thought it was such a great fit, produced by Brian Jay, who's here in Brooklyn. So it's got a little trippy sound to it, but it's all blues, and did really well for us. And he's, as I mentioned, he's down in New Orleans partying hard and celebrating the jazz heritage.
Excellent. So the name of the song is?
Brand New Blues.
Brand New Blues, and the CD is?
Brand New Blues.
Brand New Blues, and it's Cyril Neville, and it's on MC Records, and here we go.
Thank you. listen. I've had all kinds of blues, the kind you have in winter when there's holes in your shoes. I had the brokenhearted and the down home blues, had the worried mind and the money trouble too down. And just when I thought I paid all my dues, she walked into my life with some brand new blues, brand new blues. Like there was no tomorrow. She had me scraping up every cent I could barely steal a bottle. She was running wild, y'all, without no stopping. Out clubbing all night and spent all day shopping. She kept me stressed out, stressed out, I swear. Y'all, with the toes, the nails, the clothes and the hair. Lord, I tremble when my cell phone rang, 'cause I know we're shorty looking for more bling bling. 'Cause when I thought that I paid all my dues, she walked into my life with some brand new blues, brand new blues.
Brand new blues, an example of, in fact, some recently released blues. And yes, they're still making the blues, and they're still making blues records. And my guest for the past half hour, Mark Carpentieri, the head of MC Records, And the artist we just heard, Cyril Neville of the Neville Brothers, and that being, I guess, his first solo collection?
First solo collection in quite a long time. He basically spent, he did four releases, but really on his own, like you could get him at the gigs. So we ended up, this was his first original one in about 6 years. And then after that, we did a compilation that came out last year called The Essential Cyril Neville that put all those best of cuts from his solo records from then.
Where was that one recorded, Brand New Blues?
It was recorded at parts in Brooklyn and parts in New Orleans. So it's one of those.
That's great.
Yeah.
Brooklyn. And you said again the producer on it was?
Brian Jay. He has a group. Some of the FUV listeners may know is Brian Jay and the Pimps of Joy Time. They play a lot in Brooklyn and in the area, and he produced that record, yeah.
All right. Well, you can have the blues in Brooklyn, New Orleans, the Bronx, wherever it might be. Thanks so much, Mark, for coming in. If folks want to learn more about any of these artists and about the record label in general, because I think it's so interesting, you know, there's so little independent labels that can stay afloat these days, and MC Records out in Long Island has been doing it for... well, I guess what, the last 15 years. So good. Hope you guys can keep it up. MCRecords.com is probably where we can get more information. We're going to check the world, national, and local news information in just a moment.
Save a Foundation joins you in supporting WFUV and celebrates Wavy Gravy's 75th birthday with a benefit concert on Friday, May 27th at the Beacon Theater. Featured artists include Jackson Brown, Ani DeFranco, Steve Earle, and many more. Tickets and info at seva.org, ticketmaster.com, or 1-866-858-0008.
Wavy Gravy, the man who I believe it was, said what we have in mind is breakfast for 500,000 people. That, of course, being up at the Woodstock Music and Arts Festival. Let's check in with Steve Reggie and the Metro Traffic. Oh, by Dennis Elsis, and when I come back... we will do a Beatles Fab Foursome today, but because it's Blues Day, it will have a blue color to it. Anyway, let's check in with Steve first.
Okay, Dennis, and if you're heading outbound at the Lincoln Tunnel now, half an hour wait Friday afternoon, inbound about 10 to 15. Outbound at the Holland, 20 minutes. Once you get to the New Jersey side, there's some fire department activity on that side of the Holland Tunnel. Inbound Holland, about 15. And getting to the George Washington Bridge, already slow, West Side Highway, and basically very slow from the Bronx on the Cross Bronx Expressway. Even the southbound New England Thruway is slow from Co-op City down to the GW. Brooklyn Battery Tunnel. Reopened now going toward Brooklyn. They had some delays there earlier, but still some delays also on the Brooklyn Bridge because of alternate volume. And in New Jersey, we're still seeing some problems on Route 80 going westbound in Patterson by exit 60. They have an accident there. WFUV traffic is supported by Sig Alert.
This is WFUV and WFUV HD New York. We're member-supported public radio broadcasting from Fordham, the Jesuit University of New York. Hear us at 90.7 FM and WFUV.org.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. U.S. stocks still in positive territory with the jobs market posting robust gains. The Labor Department says the economy picked up a more than expected 244,000 positions in April. NPR's John Itzy reports all of the net job growth came in the private sector.
U.S. businesses added 268,000 new jobs to their payrolls last month. The headline number for the month was dragged lower because governments continued to shed jobs. Austin Goolsbee, chairman of the President's Council of Economic Advisers, says the strong increases at...